1170 AM at AOL.com or call our business office at 408-440-0851. That's 408-440-0851.
You're listening to KLOK 1170 AM, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, and the entire Bay Area.
Sapne salamat dosto. Welcome to Jeans, T-shirt and a Tie, the only desi talk show of its kind anywhere in the whole world. Have you ever dreamed about starting a business? Then this show is dedicated to you and for you. The show is for entrepreneurs, dreamers, investors, techies, and non-techies. Anyone and everyone that has a dream.
Our host, Rohit Chandra, himself has started several companies in Silicon Valley, raised millions of dollars in equity financing, and has inventions that are currently being used by hundreds of millions of users on the web.
Welcome. My name is Rohit Chandra, and I am the founder of a micro-information service on the web called Rohit.com, a service that I hope will one day transform the way you use the web. Yes, it's called Rohit.com. Tune in to KLOK 1170 every Saturday at noon, and we'll talk about everything it takes to build a company. Idea, recruiting, incorporation, market, bootstrapping, venture capital, intellectual property, and more. Tech businesses and non-tech businesses. We'll hear stories from people like you and me who have done this successfully. Call in and ask specific questions or generic questions and engage in a stimulating discussion about building a company. Sunna na bhuliye, har Saturday, dopahar 12 baje, every Saturday at 12 noon. Sapne Salamat, Sapne Salamat, dosto. Welcome to another episode of Sapne Salamat. It is noon, it is Saturday, it is time to start living those dreams. And my name is Rohit Chandra. This is a show that's dedicated to anyone with a dream. This is a show for entrepreneurs, for dreamers, for investors, for technical people and non-technical people. Anyone and everyone that has a dream. As you know by now, we are on every Saturday at noon talking about living out your dreams. So in the past, we've always talked about how to follow your dreams, how to build your dreams, how to pursue your dreams. Today, we're going to talk about dreams. We're going to talk about your sapne. And I want to know, what are your dreams? Aapke sapne kya hai? What is it that you would like to accomplish in this lifetime? So call into the radio studios. Our phone number in the studios is 408-912-5565. That's 408-912-5565. And tell us, what are your dreams? What is it that you would like to accomplish in this lifetime? As you know by now, this is a non-commercial show. The singular goal is to promote entrepreneurship and to help you realize your dreams. As we are doing that, think of this show as a helpline for startups. So you can always reach us on 408-912-5565. Folks, please call in, ask your questions on the air, and we won't ask you to disclose anything that's confidential. I think we've created a significant knowledge pool over here, and what we'd like to do is we'd like to be able to share this knowledge pool so that others can help live their dreams through the benefit of information and knowledge that we've all acquired. Even before I can get much farther along into what it is that the show today is about, I'm going to grab this call that's coming in live on the air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Caller, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Guru.
Yes, Guru. Do you have a dream?
Yeah, to get a sports car.
That was a nice dream. That is an awesome dream. Well, what are you doing to pursue that dream?
Nothing.
Uh-oh. That's not very good, my friend. I think one of the first things you have to do to pursue that dream is figure out the path and how you will get that sports car.
Okay.
All right. Good luck. Keep dreaming. You. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Chandra, is it?
Yes, it is Rohit. Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Okay. Rohit, Sapne Salamat. Rohit, I'm relocating.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Hi, sorry, I think we lost that last call. Please call back in. Sapne Salamat, go ahead.
हाँ जी रोहित जी, राज बोल रहा हूँ।
सपने सलामत राज।
हेलो, हाँ जी सपने सलामत। आपका शो बहुत अच्छा है, काफी दिनों से सुन रहा था, सोचा तो कॉल करके आपसे बात तो करें।
थैंक यू फॉर कॉलिंग, आई एम ग्लैड, आई एम डिलाइटेड आपने फोन किया।
एक्चुअली हमारा ये है कि छोटा सा ड्रीम है, उसके लिए काफी काम किया हुआ है मैंने।
हाँ जी,
तो हम रेस्टोरेंट इंडस्ट्री के अंदर हैं, सोच रहे थे कि इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट इंडस्ट्री के अंदर आज तक कोई ऐसा नाम नहीं है जहाँ दुनिया में घूमे जो इंडियन नाम, मतलब लाइक चेन, लाइक मैकडोनल्ड, बर्गर किंग, लाइक दैट।
फैबुलस आइडिया राज,
ये इसके अंदर मेरा एक ऑलरेडी चल रहा है।
हाँ जी,
तो पहले मैंने दो बनाए थे, आई वॉज फेल ऑन दैट एंड देन आई रीस्टार्टेड अगेन।
फैंटास्टिक, you have to keep trying until you succeed, that is part of pursuing the dream. bataiye
ha uske andar koi aisa investor agar koi mil sakta hai to I can give them a plan, mere paas already exists running in profit hai abhi.
aap you already have one location jo profitable chal raha hai.
ha
to yaar aap entrepreneur rahenge, apna business chala rahe hain, sabse pehle to apna business ka naam bataiye jisse ki people that are listening to the show will know what location to go to.
New Heritage of India Milpitas.
देखिए फ्री की एडवर्टाइजिंग हो गई ना।
नहीं,
बिल्कुल हर ये तो एवरी बिजनेस मैन
प्लानिंग था कि इसको आगे एक्सपेंड करना है कि लेके जाना है आगे।
हाँ जी,
तो आप आइए पहले तो हमारी तरफ से एक दिन आके खाना खाइए, हमें नंबर दीजिए कितने आते हैं।
नहीं, दैट इज सो काइंड ऑफ यू राज। एक्चुअली आइडिया आपका बहुत, आइडिया में बहुत दम है। This is in fact an idea that I personally looked at, I'm going to say about 10 years ago.
और
कि मेरा भी एक विचार है कि इस आइडिया में बहुत दम है कि there should be some Indian food, fast food हो या quick food हो,
of chain. कुछ भी quick food, काफी research में 13 years से हूँ इस industry के।
Right, and especially people that
have... और past के दोनों मेरे experience
है। Correct. And especially people that have been to London जो रह चुके हैं, वहाँ पर देखें कितने curry houses चलते हैं।
हाँ जी, हाँ जी।
एंड यहाँ पे भी हम बे एरिया में भी देखते हैं कि कितने ज़्यादा इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट्स हैं और ऑलमोस्ट एवरी अदर वीक एक नया खुलता है एंड दे ऑल सक्सीड। इट्स आई रेयरली हियर अबाउट वन दैट फेल्स एंड इफ इट फेल्स इट्स रियली मोर ऑफ मैटर ऑफ चेंज ऑफ ओनरशिप, बट लोकेशन एक बार इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट की चालू हो जाती है तो वहाँ पर इंडियन रेस्टोरेंट ही चालू रहता है। सो आइडिया में बहुत दम है, थोड़ी एग्जीक्यूशन चैलेंजेस होंगे, थोड़ा आपको सोचना पड़ेगा कि कैसे बनाएंगे, एक के कैसे पांच करेंगे, पांच के कैसे 25 और 25 के 2500।
थोड़ा क्या है कि आई एम नॉट लाइक मेरा वो आई कैन रन वन लोकेशन वेरी सक्सेसफुल इजीली।
हाँ जी,
तो उससे दो से चार पहले किया मैंने, दो जब किया तो थोड़ा प्रॉब्लम हुआ, फिर हम बंद किया, फिर दोबारा स्टार्ट किया, ऐसा हुआ।
हाँ, नहीं आइडिया,
मेरा ड्रीम ये है कि इसको ऐसे करना है आगे। ठीक है,
आइडिया में मेरे विचार से बहुत दम है। It is an idea that has a lot of potential and I think you should definitely try to pursue it. If you like, you can send me an email on radio@ruhit.com. That's R-A-D-I-O. Okay, spelling chahiye aapko?
Haan ji, R-O.
Nahin, R-A-D-I-O.
R-A-D-I-O.
@ruhit.com. That's R-O-O-H-I-T.com. Mera naam Rohit hai. Email address mein Rohit hai.
Theek hai, sir.
ठीक है,
तो मैं आपको जरूर ईमेल भेजता हूँ अपना। मैं rajinder@newheritageofindia.com से आएगा आपको ईमेल।
ठीक है राज,
ठीक है। मेरा नाम रजिंदर है पूरा, तो राज मेरे को शॉर्ट बोलते हैं, तो इसलिए मैं आपसे बात करूंगा बाद।
अवश्य, नो एंड आई विश यू मच लक इन लिविंग आउट योर ड्रीम्स।
थैंक यू सर।
सपने सलामत माय फ्रेंड।
सपने सलामत,
थैंक यू। All right, so we're talking about living out dreams today. Today's show is about dreams, keeping those dreams alive, keeping those dreams intact, pursuing those dreams. Phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. Continuing on where we left off. So as I was mentioning earlier, if you have a question related to startups or if you have a question related to following your dreams, feel free to call in. We will try to answer those questions. If we cannot answer the questions, we will direct you to somebody who can. And for the benefit of our newer listeners, I want to talk a quick recap and talking about what are the kinds of things we've talked about in the past. We've talked to a couple of VCs in the past who came in and talked to us about Venture Capital 101, if you will. And this is Venture Capital 101 from the entrepreneur's perspective, where they came and talked to us about what kinds of things to look at when you're looking at VCs, what VCs to partner with. I think VC and investing is much like marriage, where it has to work for both sides. Unfortunately, more often than not, too many entrepreneurs don't evaluate the VC. So we did a fantastic show on that. You can catch the archives of that show on our website at ruhit.com/radio. And continuing on, I'm going to grab one more call as it's coming in. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, caller, you're live on air. Wow. What the hell is going on today? Okay. So continuing on, we also had a couple of entrepreneurs who came on and talked about their horror stories with VCs. So this is sort of, the show is really about keeping everything real, and we've been trying to strike a balance. We've also had a whole bunch of very successful entrepreneurs who've come in and talked about their successes. Folks that have built, 8 venture-funded startups, 5 that have already exited, and several other serial entrepreneurs, including a guy who's done a lot of viral marketing stuff, started a company that's currently got 30 million users. So we've got podcasts, all of that on the stuff. And we've also done a bunch of different shows about lots of different ideas. So we'll come back to continue talking about that. But Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. My name is Kishore.
Kishore, Sapne Salamat, my friend.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. Sapne Salamat.
Yeah, actually, I'm...
Kishore.
I'm a tech guy, but I'm trying to start... Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. I was waiting for my salutation of Sapne Salamat back, my...
I'm trying to start some business, like it's wheel alignment and brakes.
Okay.
So I don't have any information. It's a totally non-tech industry, so I don't have any idea about that.
Okay.
So before start, what is the procedure? Do I need to go with that?
Wow, that's a really hard question, but I'll try and answer it, Kishore. So first of all, you're trying to get into a business that you have no domain expertise in.
Actually, I'm going to take a training, one of the training, the machinery training first.
Okay.
They are going to give in somewhere in the Bay Area.
Okay.
So from there, like, you know, I'll take a certification.
Okay.
Then I move forward, like, you know, I'm planning to start some business in the Bay Area, that location.
Okay. Well, I think one of the things you need to do is you need to figure out how to incorporate a business and how to start a business.
Okay.
I would like to direct you to a gentleman called Anil Advani.
Okay.
In fact, Anil is a corporate lawyer. He's going to be coming on our show next week to talk about how to start companies and how to build businesses. And
I know about different companies, how to start, but I don't know anything about this kind of stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So send us an email. Send me an email offline if you like. I have no expertise with the wheel alignment business. I have never built a wheel alignment business, and I've never built an automobile business for that matter. So What I would suggest, if you send me an email, what I can do is that perhaps I can connect you up with Rajendra, who's got a retail location where he's serving up food, and maybe he or somebody else that we've talked to in the past that has some expertise in building retail consumer-facing brick-and-mortar businesses, which is sort of, forget the technical speak, coming back to building businesses that are shops kind of thing, will be able to help you and direct you. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs like to help other entrepreneurs. We like to help each other live out our individual dreams.
Sure. I'll send an email to you, and probably I'll definitely attend the next week this phone call. Okay.
Yeah. Please do that. Thank you for your
All
call,
right.
Kishore.
Thanks.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit, Rocky Rota.
Hey, Rocky, how you doing?
Good. What a gem of an idea.
Well,
it actually got me thinking. I thought I'd share a few thoughts real quick.
Yes, please.
Essentially, you know, I moved to the Bay Area about 16 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Silicon Valley, and it was just a land of dreams at that time. Having spent 15 years in high tech, doing, I've worked for maybe 5 or 6 different startups.
Uh-huh.
And it was always about executing on other people's dreams.
Uh-huh.
And the few percentage of people out there that actually understand their dream, make it into a vision, and execute on it. I just think a lot of that needs to be reawoken. And so, we're so busy in the rat race of run, execute, kids, pay your bills, mortgage, this, that. And so I think very few of us actually spend time thinking about what is it that we dream to build, dream to make, dream to execute on. And so I just wanted to share those few thoughts with you real quick.
No, that would be lovely. In fact, that's exactly what we've dedicated today's show is to. Our today's show is for our listeners to say, what are your dreams? And I think really what we're trying to do is help people take a break from the mundane or the life or the rat race, as you correctly pointed out, and say, take a break and think about what is it that you want to do in your life. And I want people to be able to listen to other people's dreams so we can also figure out what are the dreams that we all share amongst each other. So what are your dreams, Rocky?
that we'll get to, but I had another funny thought to share with you.
Sure.
After school, going into work, I realized, you know, working for these different startups, doing, you know, just trying to execute and succeed and get promotions, those kinds of things. I was thinking, at what point did I actually have any dreams of my own, and when did I execute? Because it always seemed like I was trying to buy into other startup ideas.
Yes.
And then I took it a step further back, and I said, well, what about teen years? What about childhood years? I was always living my parents' dreams.
Yeah.
So at what point did I actually have my own set of dreams, and when did I actually – so it's an interesting topic because about a year – well, for the last 6-7 years in the financial services industry – warning, plug coming.
Okay.
in the financial service industry, that's a big part of what people like – you would think that they would think from a – financial perspective to map their dreams, but actually it's all based on concerns. Very few people actually venture out and say, you know, these are things I think about doing, I want to do it. And it's not that people don't know how to do it, it's just that what's that little push or what's that incentive? I just a couple of high-level observations. But my dreams, I've never had permission to have my own dreams.
That's no. Not good. I got to share with you on that. There's a very famous quote that I have actually subscribed to in very strong ways. It's a famous quote by Mark Twain, where he says, 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things that you did do. So throw off the bowlines. Sail away from safe harbor. Catch the trade winds in your sail. Explore, dream, discover.
That's pretty profound.
Really profound. And it's in plain English, all he's saying is, listen, you're going to have regrets about all the things that you didn't do as opposed to the things that you did do.
In the last year, a lot of the discussions I've been sitting in have been really about that not having regrets. Just this week, I mean, it spun into an hour discussion. Because a lot of the things we think about are future-based.
Yes.
What if, what if, what if. It's a what-if lifestyle.
Actually, I wouldn't even say future-based. A lot of the things are fear-based.
That's fair. That's fair.
Continue.
So living a just-in-case lifestyle, living a what-if lifestyle, living a, you know, trying to figure out. And the unknowns that are coming in our future are vast and unknown, to loop back. But essentially... the only thing we have right now is our time, and where we spend that time, it should be on things that we enjoy. I guess.
So really, what you're saying is, what if our dreams could come true? What if we could be worth $1 billion? What if we could be famous? Or what if we could be happy? Or what if we could be content?
And I think the point I was getting to is very few people actually venture out to even ask themselves that.
Yeah.
That they don't realize that they have the permission to actually ask.
Yeah, yeah. So
and on that note, I love the topic.
Yeah.
Actually, great topic, and you know, I'm listening. So
well,
keep the gold gems coming.
Well, I appreciate your calling in, Rocky, and certainly do. It's been fantastic. I think really what we're trying to do is, folks, live your dreams. Sapne salamat.
Sapne salamat.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. All right, folks, we're talking today about dreams. Phone number to the studios is 408-912-5565. Tell us, what are your dreams? Tell us, what are your dreams? We're going to come right back after this break.
Do you use Rohit to make highlights?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everything I highlight is automatically saved and clipped for me.
So, what's the benefit?
What's the benefit, you ask? Let me tell you. Everything I highlight is automatically filed for me. So, for example... if I'm doing a search for something using Google or whatever, typically I have to go through several pages. And on each page, there is only a part of the page that I'm interested in. I just highlight the portions of the page that are of interest to me. Rohit automatically, behind the scenes, saves all my highlights for me. I can then just go and see everything in my collection on one page.
That sounds pretty nifty.
Yeah, get this. I can then further cherry pick and combine them. What that does is, it shows me all the underlying pages with highlights as one page.
Wow! Okay, I am impressed. How do I sign up? What does it cost?
Ha! Get this. It's all free and you don't even have to sign up or fill out any registration forms.
Sweet! Okay, I'm going to go download it right now.
Cool! By the way, thought I'd mention, there is no download requirement either.
This is too good to be true.
Try it. What have you got to lose? Rohit is fabulous.
Highlight the web. Go Rohit.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Vinu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Vinu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Vinu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting and tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Vinu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Did you get my email?
Oh, on the project?
Yeah, you know the project that's due next Friday? I'm going to highlight the first 5 articles, Kathy's going to do the next 5, and can you get to the last 5?
Sounds good. I'll get on them. I'm going to do all my highlights in yellow. And can you use pink?
Yeah, then we can just combine all the highlights to create our final report.
Sure. Thanks, Ina. Will do.
Sharing your research has never been easier. Use Rohit.com. Rohit.com.
And now let's get back to our show where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing, started several companies in Silicon Valley, and he's a day trader, and he is an active REO bank foreclosure investor.
Sapne Salamat, we're back on air. This is Rohit.
Hi. Sapne Salamat. And good afternoon to the all listeners. Mr. Rohit Chandra, this is Dave Bahatia, last time caller for Solar Technology.
Yes, Dave. Sapne Salamat. I remember you, my friend.
Okay, great. And thanks a lot. That other caller really called me back. And we had a very good conversation and exchange of information, you know. And he's a senior scientist in a renowned solar technology in the Bay Area.
Excellent.
He has PhD from USA and master from IIT Kanpur.
Excellent.
So, in fact, in our conversation, our dream narrows down to raising $5 million. So we were thinking that partially from our own investment, how to reach this big investor. For example, Mr. Vinod Khosla and some other people in the Bay Area, and we can give some kind of a presentation. But initially, how to get all these entrepreneurs in one room or reach them personally. It's really hard.
Well, let me tell you, Dave, it's going to be nearly impossible, if not impossible, to get all of these, what you call entrepreneurs, but I think what you're referring to is investors, into one room. So the reality of the matter is, but you can get into a lot of different rooms, and can get in front of a lot of these different investors. So I would suggest, we did a show last week about how to write an executive summary.
Okay.
If you can create a one-page.
That we have done.
Excellent.
Already.
So go ahead and send me a copy of your executive summary.
Okay.
Let me take a look at it.
Sure.
And let me see who I can forward it to or who I can share it with that might be interested in looking at that executive summary and can buy into what that idea is about and what the business plan is about.
Sure.
And from there, typically the way the process will work is one person will introduce you to N number of people, N will each introduce you to M, and M will each introduce you to P.
Right.
It's what people call a numbers game. So you have to keep trying. You mm-hmm. could get lucky and the first person you meet will be willing to give you a check. I've never heard of that, but I'm sure it's possible. Typically, you'll go meet 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people. And somewhere along the way, hopefully somebody will buy into your idea and be willing to invest in it. And you'll be off to the races building your company.
Okay. Okay. And second thing, apart from that, may I invite all listeners to connect us with other engineers in solar technology to help us in this dream?
You're a smart man, Dave. You know how to plug your business. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you. And my name is Dave Bahatia, and my phone number is 510-471-5051, and my email is dbahatia@yahoo.com.
Excellent.
Again, email is dbahatiausa@yahoo.com. And thanks a lot, Rohit, for helping us, and looking forward to, you know, talk to you more on this subject.
Sapna Salamat, Dev.
Thanks.
Sapna Salamat, caller, you're live on air.
Hi, this is in regards to your question about tell me your dreams.
Yes, my caller. Sapna Salamat.
And here's Sapna Salamat, and here's my dream.
What is your name, caller?
Sadanand.
Very good.
जो भी चाहूं वो मैं पाऊं बस इतना सा ख्वाब है. This is the same dream I too have, basically the financial freedom to do whatever I want. Currently one of my friends, we are trying to come up with an idea which we have it kind of seeded in our minds. We are working towards it, and you know, we are still in trying to understand the demand for our idea, and also try to come up with a business plan. And your show is really helping us in understanding the different things involved in starting up a business and things like that. Keep up the good work, and we'll keep listening to you. Thanks.
Well, thank you, and I wish you much luck with your business.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Sapna Salamat. Okay, great. So I guess we're talking about living out your dreams. So what do you think, Ashwin? Jo bhi chahun, sari duniya pe main chha jaun.
Yeah, I think it's the one line that really gels with all the entrepreneurs. And definitely it is with me as well. And the start of the show has this tune, and it really sets you in that mood to get into that entrepreneurial mindset, even at a more higher level, and be ready to grasp in the information and knowledge that gets disseminated during the show. So I think the previous caller had the right sentiment. I think it really captures the essence of entrepreneurship.
Yeah. And I think today's show is really dedicated to our audience, to our listeners, where we're saying, call in, tell us what are your dreams. Phone number to the studio is 408-912-5565. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. I would congratulate... When I heard this story, the success story of the friend who just spoke to you a while ago.
Thank you so much, caller. What is your name?
My name is Meg.
Meg. Thank you for calling, Meg. What are your dreams?
My dreams, still it's underway. definitely I wanted to be an entrepreneur. That's my dream. I wanted to suggest you one thing, Rohit.
Yes, please.
Last time you said you're going to put... the high bullet points for executive summary. If you can sync up this one with your Facebook, Twitter, that will be really helpful for all your listeners.
That's a fantastic suggestion, Meg. You know what? In fact, I have a request of you, since you've called in and you've suggested Facebook and Twitter. We, for the show, are looking for somebody that can help us with Facebook and Twitter. And we are looking for a volunteer. And Meg sounds like a good guy to be able to do something like that.
Okay.
What do you think of that idea?
and one more suggestion. If you have tons of your podcasts on your website.
Right.
If we can create some kind of a CD and distribute in our community, like temples, gurdwaras, and other areas, that will also be really helpful.
Wow. I never thought of that. That's an interesting thought. No, that's a very interesting thought. Meg, please, if you have any time at all, definitely do get in touch with me. You're clearly a man with ideas. You can reach me on radio@rohit.com. And I think that's really sort of what we are trying to do is, I think, as I mentioned earlier, this is a show that we are doing, which is a non-commercial show. And we're doing this to feed back to the community and help share this knowledge. In fact, that's how Ashwin got involved with this show. And we're always looking for folks to come and help out, take this to the next level, and folks to help out and spread the good word. So if you think this is good word, please come and help out.
Yeah, I think will do.
Yeah, I think volunteering for your area of interest is the best way to get into any field. And that is how I got in touch with this show and with Rohit. I think I have the same passion for entrepreneurship and volunteering your services. And as an entrepreneur, you actually don't have much other things than to offer your own services, because that is what you have in lots. So definitely I would highly recommend volunteering for this show and for any other area of interest that you have.
And to learn from Dev Bhatia, for any other listeners out there that want to volunteer for the show, please call in and help out. We need a volunteer coordinator to begin with. So, great. Thank you for your call, Meg.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air. Sapne Salamat, caller.
Sapne Salamat. How are you?
I am doing very well. What is your name, sir?
My name is Arshad Alam.
Arshad Valam.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Arshad.
Wait, is there Rohit Shetty or is there somebody else?
This is Rohit Chandra.
Rohit Chandra. Sorry. I thought it's like from the director, movie director from India. Anyhow, that's, I just thought kidding. I actually required some advice. Now, I was planning to go for a franchise business.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have any experience on any business, but I do it. Hello?
Yes, we are still here. We are still listening. We are still talking.
A lot of advice means how to start it, what are the things I should look for, and of course, the financially, what type of help I could get, like from the market or get a loan from the bank. So how can I get those information on where is the best place or the best number I can call and get the information? Do you have some?
Sure. Let me try and first address that in a couple of different steps. What kind of franchise business are we talking about? Are you looking to buy a franchise business? Are you looking to start a business where you will be selling franchises?
New start.
Where you will be selling franchises?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I've been asked that question on this show several times, including earlier in today's show as well. And in fact, that caller did specifically point out franchise, but he was alluding to the same thing. I think franchise business, in my experience or in my knowledge, has traditionally been something where you have to go and build out 1, 2, 5 locations, and then you can start leveraging based upon the success of those locations. So you cannot say that I'm going to open 20 locations right away. I think it's a very, very hard way to do it, if not impossible. Go ahead.
Sir.
Yes.
The business is already established. Let's say for Safeway. It's already there. I'm going to do another Safeway in a different location.
Fantastic. Then you should have some working capital as to be able to go to the number two. If you don't, there are investors out there that would be interested in doing something. In fact, that's one of the other things I should point out. A lot of folks call into the show saying, I'm looking for money and I'm looking for... While we are happy to connect folks with investors, we are really not a show about raising money. We're really a show about pursuing your dreams and living out your dreams and saying, how do I build the business?
What I said is, I don't want all the answers here. Can you guide me somewhere, some number, somebody who can help me? In fact, I am in the process of doing the business plan to get the money from the bank.
Excellent.
So doing that business plan, who can help me? Those are the things I am requesting.
Okay, very good.
If you have something, then I can call back and then we can discuss.
Excellent. To that, I would say, send me an email, radio@ruhit.com. I'd be happy to see who I can connect you with that is in that space and can help you build it out.
So it's a one word, radio, Rohit, R-O-H-T.
R-O-O-H-I-T.
Okay, R-O-O-H-I-T.
Yes.
Radio Rohit@yahoo.com?
Radio@ruhit.com.
Radio@ruhit.com.
Thank you for your call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, Rohit. This is Mohina.
Mohina, thank you for your call.
Yeah, I have a dream. Like, I have a daycare, small daycare, and I'm looking for a center, like, wherein I can mold the children, because this is 0 to 12 years. That is the age when they learn as much as.
And what are you looking for, Mohina?
I'm looking for a center wherein I can open a big one so that I can take care of many children.
You're looking for a center as in you're looking for a location?
Not the location, how to go about it.
Interesting. I had a caller on this show many, many months back. I, for some strange reason, remember her name, and her name was Richa Kapoor.
Uh-huh.
And she was looking to build a daycare center in the Campbell, Saratoga area.
Mm-hmm.
So if Richa is listening, maybe she can connect up with you. And if Richa is not listening and some of her friends are listening, maybe they can connect up the two of you. And finally, if neither of those works, you can go online and search for Richa Kapoor with a daycare center. And she too was trying to figure out how to go build the daycare center. And maybe the two of you can either collaborate or learn from each other and go build it out from there. Does that help in any way at all? Or is that
I'm sorry?
I said, does that help you in any way at all?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call, Mohina.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Binu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners. Binu Prashar has more than 20 years of experience in taxes, finance, and accounting for individuals and for businesses. Work with the best round the year for major life events, tax planning, and tax filing. Expect excellent service, quality, trust, and integrity, all at a good value. You can reach Binu at 650-722-2021 or on the web at www.prasharcpa.com.
Binu Prashar, CPA, is an accounting a tax professional and a member of AICPA and CalCPA.
Binu Prashar, CPA for professionals and small business owners.
Hey, Bibi, did you go through all those articles I sent you yesterday?
Itne sare kaam, ghar ka kaam karun, beti ka homework karaun, kya kya karun, kab padun?
They were important articles, some on the school, the company, the community. You need to go through those.
Those are such long articles. Don't send me anything unless you highlight it.
Highlight it?
Do you not know about Rohit? Use Rohit and highlight.
Oh, maaf kijiye bhai. Main next time karta hoon.
Rohit is a free, no sign up, no download web tool that allows you to highlight any part of any web page. Rohit.com.
If you want me to read it, use Rohit.
To advertise on this show or to sponsor a segment, please call 408-469-4192. Every year, advertisers spend about $20 billion just on radio advertising. So if you're recruiting, looking to give your company exposure in the technology arena, then this is the show to advertise on. Get more bang for your advertising bucks. You can send an email to radio@rohit.com. That's rohit.com. Or find us on the web at rohit.com/radio. And folks, if you're looking to gain experience, this show is looking for volunteers. You'll get an opportunity to interact with fabulous people and make amazing business contacts while learning skills from the masters, skills that will set you up for huge success in your own life. And if you like the show, make sure to tell your friends to tune in on Saturdays at noon, every Saturday on 1170 AM KLOK. In fact, you can even blog about this show, and please send out a company-wide email on your Daisy email alias about the show. Are you looking for a home to rent? How about Sacramento? A completely remodeled, brand-new two-bedroom, split-level townhome has central heat and air conditioning, and it's beautifully maintained, and it shows. If you see it, you're going to love it, so call 916-674-2540. That's 916-674-2540. To schedule a time today to see it. Rohit is simplifying your life online. It's one of the 25 most popular apps on Google Toolbar, and it's served up millions of highlighters. Visit Rohit.com to see how you can simplify your life on the web. Now let's get back to our show, Sapne Salamat, where our host is Rohit Chandra, a serial entrepreneur who himself has raised millions of dollars in equity financing and started several companies in Silicon Valley. He also enjoys writing, and he's dabbled with stand-up comedy.
Sapne Salamat, folks. Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. We got a call coming in. We're going to grab that real quick here. All right. My producer says, no, we're not going to grab that call. So we are talking today about dreams. We're talking today about living out your dreams. We're talking about Sapne Salamat. So folks, call in. Please tell us, what are your dreams? 408-912-5565. What are your dreams? So Ashwin, what are your dreams?
So one of my dreams is to build the best educational platform out there for starting with the K-12 segment and make this educational platform available for free or close to free to anyone and everyone who is interested in getting an education. The inspiration for this dream is that even with the technology that is available today, students or kids all around the world still don't have access to quality education, and this need not be the case. Using today's technology, you can actually build some really good educational platforms without using rocket science technology, actually, and make this platform available freely or close to freely or subsidized in any manner, so that out of the box there is this quality education available, and anyone with a teaching dream can use this platform, you know, to start a virtual school or to start a physical school and use this educational platform as the educational delivery vehicle.
Okay. Well, that's a very noble dream. I wish my dreams were as noble as that, because I don't know. education for the masses, and you're talking about taking this to basically all across the world.
Yes.
And I presume because you're talking about education, you're trying to focus more on third world and the underdeveloped world as opposed to the developed nations?
Exactly. I think whatever solution that you would build for the developing nations would equally be applicable to even the developed nations, because if you see in general, there is you'll hear a lot of innovations in the other different parts of the industry, but education has been something which has been pretty much the same since for quite some time. And you could actually use some very good research out there in different pedagogy style and different cognitive way of learning to use today's technology to actually reach those students and give them quality education.
Interesting. I want to continue talking to you about your dreams, but before we do that, I've got a whole bunch of lines that are lit up, so I'm going to start grabbing these calls one by one. 408-912-5565 is the phone number to the studios. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Sapne Salamat, sir. अभी एक लेडी ने आपको कॉल किया था, उसको कमर्शियल चाइल्ड केयर खोलना था
जी. अपना नाम तो बताइए कॉलर.
ओ, मेरा नाम राहिला खान है. मैं ऑलरेडी बिजनेस में हूँ चाइल्ड केयर के और ग्रुप होम के और लार्ज चाइल्ड केयर के. अगर उनको हेल्प की जरूरत, आई लव टू हेल्प हर.
फैंटास्टिक, सो काइंड, सो ग्रेटफुल फॉर योर ऑफर टू हेल्प. Her name was Mohina. Mohina, I hope you're listening. Rahila Khan is willing to help you. Rahila, is there an email or a phone number or something you want to share? If not, you can actually, both email us and I will connect the two of you.
Okay, I do that then.
Okay, send me an email, radio@ruhit.com. Mohina, if you're listening, send us an email, radio@ruhit.com. We'll connect the two of you ladies back to each other.
Tell Mohina, I'm not gonna charge anything. It's all the paperwork. I taking care of everything for her.
Thank you for your kind offer of help. This is exactly what we are hoping to get going with this show. Sapne
no
Salamat.
Problem. Thank you. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, is this Rohit?
Yes, madam. Sapne Hi. Salamat.
Hi. Hello. I was just listening your Sapne Salamat today. So you were talking about big dreams.
We're talking about big dreams, little dreams, tiny dreams, mediocre dreams, but your dreams.
Yeah, I have a dream. I don't know if I will be able to do it, but I'm looking someone who can help me to conduct this whole dream in my mind. I'm thinking for a community. Actually, it's not only for a small community, it's for whole world community, especially for women. I want to do something like, you know, the woman can take a break from their everyday life to have hour or 2 hour break where they can really enjoy, or a man's too, like, you know, in this time of the period, everybody is like a stress.
Right.
Because of the situation.
Right. So caller, first of all, what is your name?
My name is Mrs. Khan.
All right. We have a lot of Mrs. Khans calling us today.
Yeah, excellent.
So, excellent. How would you like to pursue this dream?
Actually, my dream is, like, you know, I was thinking, like, to buy some property or some place where there should be a big hall and we can do a community get together.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, everybody will be invited and we can talk and solve our problems.
What a noble idea. I am so honored. I am so delighted to hear that we have so many listeners with noble ideas and noble dreams. Not everybody who says, I want to make $1 billion and sari duniya pe chha jaun. So
my dream is just for a community, actually whole world community, and for the peace, actually. But I'm alone in this. I need some people to give me some support, and I can come and bring all the women and men, innocent people, so they can get together. Because I say little people are ruling on us.
Yeah.
But we have in power, we come together, we help each other.
You know, Mrs. Khan, you said something that sparked another memory. I had another caller who's called in, again, I'm going to say many, many months back, a gentleman.
Yeah,
I remember, hang on. Again, I remember his first name for sure. His first name was Sanjay. And he was talking about commoditizing peace. And you sound like somebody who's talking about peace. So maybe if Sanjay is listening, he can get back in touch with you. Again, I'd appeal to Sanjay, who wants to commoditize peace, to call in and connect up. And maybe Mrs. Khan, you can send us an email. We'll try to connect the two of you. Thank you for your call. Sapne Salamat, folks. We're talking today about building your dreams, living out your dreams. What are your dreams? Call in and tell us what are your dreams. 408-912-5565. You're live on air, caller. Sapne Salamat.
Hi, Sapne Salamat. Rohit, this is Dave Bahatia. I just want to say thanks. One caller was calling in between. So I just broke. And my wife told me, you mentioned my name. This is Dave Bahatia, as volunteer or something, but couldn't understand. Was my name taken for volunteering or something?
No, we didn't mention your name for volunteering, but we said we're taking your idea of putting a shout out, because you put a shout out to say that, hey, you're interested in the solar space, get in touch with Dave. And I said, you know what? I'm going to learn from Dave because I need volunteers for the show.
I've
been putting a shout out to my listeners saying, folks, come volunteer.
Okay, great. Can I put a quick shout for the engineers working in solar technology? There are about 8 to 10 companies.
You've already done that, Dave. We certainly appreciate that.
Okay. I'm not talking about investor. I'm talking about engineers in the technology.
No, I understand. And I think you did that already. And I think you're looking for engineers. Folks, get in touch with Dave Bhatia. He's looking for engineers.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Dave. I appreciate your call. All right, folks, we're talking about dreams. Feel free to call into the studios, 408-912-5565. We've got Dave Bhatia, who's looking for solar folks. We've got me, I'm looking for web folks. If you have experience with the LAMP technologies, Linux, Apache, MySQL, PHP, we're looking for folks to come and help us out build a very interesting web play. Most importantly, you can get in touch with us on radio@ruhit.com. And we're looking for LAMP folks that understand the web space. So, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. This is Gyan here. Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, my friend. What are your dreams?
So before I tell the dream, I was thinking maybe you can educate more to the audience, what is the difference between the dream and some people just wish I could have $1 million. So wish and dream and vision, some thin line between this, if you can clarify.
I'd be happy to talk about that, Gyan. I've sort of categorized what you talked about. I actually sort of discovered that a few months ago while doing this show. And I put these people into two buckets, what I call the doers and the dwellers. And the doers are the people that come up with an idea and take the idea by the horns and say, okay, now I'm going to do something with this idea. And they'll start building something. The dwellers are the people that think I have an idea and they hold on to that idea and they start talking to other people about that idea and they keep building upon that idea in their head. But the dwellers, you can meet them after a month. You can meet them after 3 months or 6 months or 9 months or 10 years. They'll still be talking about doing things. They'll still be talking about ambitions. They'll still be talking about what if. The doers are the people who will actually go out and have done it. Some of them you might see as failures. Some of them you might see as successes. But the differentiation is, again, I'll throw a quote that I found on the web. Failure is the privilege of those who dare to try. I'll repeat that again. Failure is the privilege of those who dare to try. So those are the doers. These are people who will go out and try to do something. They may find success, they may not find success, but they will keep trying. And it's my belief that eventually they will succeed. And even if they don't succeed financially, what they will learn in this journey of doing is going to set them apart from the dwellers in a very big way. Does that answer your question in any shape or form?
Oh, yeah, that's well said. And basically, I also think the similar line, if you just have a dream, but you don't act on it, that's not a real dream.
Yeah, I think it's a real dream, but at some point you need to get off that couch and start doing something with that dream, whether you start enlisting more people to work with you or you start doing it yourself. But more importantly, we cannot be afraid of failure. And that's the big difference, because there's a lot of people that are afraid of failure. And because of this fear of failure, they never start to do something.
Yep. So. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. We're listening to Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. We are talking about dreams. What are your dreams? 408-912-5565. Folks, if you're enjoying the show, you also have podcasts that you can listen. We've got archives of past shows. And those can all be found at ruhit.com/radio. That's ROOHIT.com/radio. I know folks often say, Rohit, what's up with that? I won't get into what's up with that, except to say that my name is Rohit with a single O, and the name of the email address is radio@ruhit.com. You can get the podcast from there. You can also join the newsletter for the show. We don't do very many mailings. In fact, I'd be go so far as to say in the last 9 months that the show has been on the air, we've only sent out one mailing. And when we do something very special, then we'll sort of do a mailing or on that. So anyways, Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hey, Rohit. This is Arun here.
Sapne Salamat, Arun. Thank you for your call.
Hey, great. Now, I was just keenly interested in this whole chain of thread of discussions.
Uh-huh.
I have a dream.
Lovely. So did Dr. Martin Luther King.
No, indeed. See, it comes from this theory called Fortune at the Bottom of the Pyramid by C.K. Prahlad.
Okay.
It's about we always try to find value at the high end or the mid-end part of the sector or the society.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a lot of fortune at the bottom of the pyramid, people earning extremely less than $100.
I have not read this particular book by Dr. Prahlad, but I completely subscribe to this theory, and I'll put it in plain English so the rest of my listeners can relate to it, that you can make a lot more money from the poor than you can make from the rich. That's
indeed
basically what it's saying, in plain brute, you know, very bluntly.
Indeed.
Okay,
indeed.
Continue.
There is this chain, as you know, I originally come from India, and there is a great example of how they some people actually really brought this into practice.
Bharti Mittal.
You know, there are these artisans and, you know, in these villages in rural India, which, you know, they make silk out of silkworms and, you know.
Yep.
And the problem is there are a lot of middlemen
eBay's
which
pursuing
actually eat away the margins.
Yep. eBay is pursuing this very actively. World, and they call it the world of good.
Absolutely.
But it's a
Absolutely.
Commercial venture.
Indeed.
And that's what Bharti did with the cellular networks in India.
Indeed.
But continue. There's a lot of jewels of wisdom and knowledge that you're throwing out there. I'm trying to simplify as I'm running out of time, and I want to get to more of the meaty stuff that you want to talk about.
Great. I just want to come to a simple formula. If I can just bring all these artisans and their work and the stuff that they do, they can get maximum margins out of it. We cut the whole middleman out of the chain. If we can find or define a kind of a portal, a common portal where even the poor men, the poor artisans can bring their goods and display on it,
yep,
and we can organize that, you know, we make a business out of it. We get a small margin, I don't know whoever it is, we redeploy this. I don't know. It's just an idea that comes to my mind.
It's an idea that has serious legs, and as I mentioned, World of Good from eBay is doing exactly that. You'd be going head-to-head against them. Nothing wrong with that. Build out a business plan. I'd be happy to take a look at it. I'd be happy to spend some time with you and talk about it because I think it's an idea that has serious potential.
Excellent. Thanks, Rohit.
Feel free to reach out. Last week, I did a show on how to write an executive summary. That's the best way to make first contact.
Okay.
Good luck, Arun. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hello.
Yes, Sapne Salamat.
Sapne Salamat, indeed. My name is Sadhana Sharma, and I just purchased a franchise called Young Rembrandts. We do after-school enrichment art classes. And what I'd like to know is, besides the normal Craigslist and newspaper ads, what is a good way to reach out to teachers that might be interested in teaching? It's a very, very part-time position. And I have several, by the way.
Well, you already taken step one, which is to plug your company and your show and also mention your needs. We've had two or three different women that have called about childcare centers. And I think
this is not it's not
I understand. I understand the difference. But go ahead. Put it in your own words.
So basically, I'm looking to find people that are interested in teaching on a very, very part-time basis, you know, an excellent drawing program to children after school. And it's always going to be at a school in the Fremont area. Right now, I'm just starting with the Fremont area and some classes in Lafayette, Orinda, Moraga area.
Fantastic. I think you can put a shout out to folks saying that if there's anybody that is artistically skilled and is looking to teach, go ahead and get in touch with you. Do you want to give your contact information out, or would you like
to? Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Actually, you can go to our website. It's youngrembrandts.com, and I can be reached at 925-353-1704.
And your name is Sadhana Sharma.
That's correct.
Yeah. Excellent, Sadhana. Sounds like a very noble play again. Young Rembrandts, I love the name already. So
it's an awesome program. So, I encourage everyone to at least go check out the website.
How do I get my kids signed up?
What school do they go to?
Stratford.
We don't have a program there right now, but we definitely will bring it in if there's demand.
All right. Lovely. Keep us posted. Send us an update on how you're doing.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. Sapne Salamat, you're live on air.
Hi, Rohit. My name is Bhaskar. Sapne Salamat, how are you?
I'm very well, Bhaskar. Thank you for your call.
Not a problem. We exchanged a couple of emails in the past. I don't know if you recall, but the reason I was calling was earlier there was a caller who talked about saying, you know, why people are not able to pursue their dreams. And you mentioned that it's probably because of fear of failure.
Right.
But I think it's probably more like fear of the unknown rather than fear of failure. So I've been trying to pursue something on my own, and, you know, for the last 3 months that I've been pursuing, every now and then I hit upon a road bump that I had to somehow negotiate and, you know, work around things. So I think it's the unknown that makes people worry about, you know, whether I should pursue this or not. Because, you know, at many points in time myself, I've, you know, kind of wondered, you know, or self-doubted myself, you know, should I be pursuing this? So I think it's probably the fear of the unknown and the ability to persist and have a perseverance attitude that will probably take people distance.
I think you bring up a good point, Bhaskar. I'd love to sort of do perhaps even come back and do a show about it, whether it is the fear of unknown or the fear of failure. So go ahead and send me an email and we'll talk about actually putting a show together on this subject. But also what I wanted to point out to you is I still believe it is really the fear of failure as opposed to the fear of unknown, because the unknown is information that you can acquire, which is what shows like ours are trying to do and share this information. And there are others out there that you can reach out to and get that information from. But failure is something that is going to be very, very personal. Anyways, I really appreciate your call. It's a very fascinating thought. We're running out of time. So thank you for your call. Okay, folks, you're listening today to Sapne Salamat with Rohit Chandra. It is we're on every Saturday at noon on 1170 KLOK right here talking about building out your dreams. Feel free to reach us on the web, rohit.com/radio. And we are going to be signing off in just 15 seconds here. Folks, sign up. Tell your friends about it. Its singular mission is help people realize their dreams. And again, thank you for the calls. Appreciate the very high quality of calls we've gotten and appreciate all the help you're getting from our volunteers. Quick shout out and note of thanks to Ashwin and to Srinu. Sapne Salamat.
You're listening to KLOK 1170 AM.